close up shop with some outstanding goodies at 145. But now it is time to make our picks. Missile, before we get started, could you refresh our memories on what the standings currently are?
Well, in first place is the Missile at 3-6-4 overall, and also in first in the locks at 1-1 overall. Dusty is in second at 6-4, 0-2 in his locks. Mark is 5-5, 0-2 in his lock, T&W Tire Lock of the Week. And Jake Trotter's at 4-6, but he is tied for first in the T&W Tire Lock of the Week with the Missile.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Mark, we got to get a lock right. Can we manage to do that?
I hope so.
Let's quit messing around here. Going with Texas last week. Come on. Phillip Montgomery, I deserve that. Here's to you, bud.
Way to go down there
and represent the state of Oklahoma.
Not the week you should jump off of Texas. This is the week to jump on Bevo.
You're all over Bevo's back. Okay, well, let's get started.
I had Texas in my picks, and I marked them off. The line moves up to 3.5, and it makes me a little bit uncomfortable to give that extra point. And I'm more curious to just this game. I think I know what's going to happen, but it wasn't one of my five strongest leans.
Okay. Very good. Well, let's start with what transpired. Let's start with what's going to transpire here with the state games. We'll start in Ames, Iowa. Oklahoma, I believe it's a 17.5-point spread. Missile, you've got the lead. The floor is yours.
All right. I am going to go against the grain on everyone here. I'm pretty sure everyone's going to go with the Sooners, but I'm taking Iowa State. I know Iowa State struggled and only scored 3 points against Iowa last week. It was one of my picks, or maybe it wasn't one of my picks, but it was one of the games I liked. I was on the Iowa State side, and they looked horrible. Now their quarterback's out. So this should be OU easy romp, but not so fast. The same thing kind of happened last year. Remember, it was a third-string quarterback that Iowa State was in, and they had scored 7 points against Texas the week before, a bad Texas team, I might add. And it looked like there was no chance they beat OU. I'm not saying they're going to beat OU. I am going to say they're going to come within 17.5 points. So I'll take the Cyclones plus 17.5.
Ooh, you see what he did there, Mark? Took you down one way, and he went the other way. Okay, I like where your head's at there, Mark. I guess I'll go first. I've got a slight lead over you in our picks. I like Oklahoma's side of this. Listen, I hear what you're saying on that Missile. I don't think their offensive line's very good. I think Oklahoma's defense is just better. I mean, we've talked about it for a while on here. They're more athletic. Their defensive line's got better depth, and I've been impressed what I've seen from Curtis Bolton. And they don't have an Allen Lazard on the outside that I think can, you know, they can throw the ball up to and can take advantage of one-on-one coverage on the outside when Oklahoma wants to go man. So David Montgomery, he's got to be a big factor. He was a huge factor last year. He ran for 26 yards in the opener against Iowa. He should get going more than that in this game. He also had 3 catches for 15 yards, but I think that he has to do something. He has to do a lot if Iowa State's going to keep this game close. I do like Iowa State's defense. I don't think that they're bad. But I do think that you're going to have a true freshman linebacker, though the future is bright, and he had a great opening game against Iowa. It's going to be a different world, and the track meet he's going to see in the space, it's going to be on the field, and probably the situations Lincoln Riley and his offense are going to put him in. Expect for Oklahoma to not have the overall dominance offensively that they did in the first couple of games, but they will get it going at some point. I like this game, 38-17 Sooners to cover the 17.5.
You know, I heard Todd break down the game and talk about Kyler Murray and the road and this kind of stuff. I think that I was very skeptical of Kyler Murray and his ability to replace Baker Mayfield. And through the first two games, the competition hasn't been the stiffest, but I think Kyler Murray is – there's nothing but an asset for him as in terms of Oklahoma. I don't think going on the road is going to have anything to do with it. I think the offensive line for OU is as good as any offensive line in the country, and that makes offenses work. I don't think that we're going to – last year to me was a little bit of a fluke in Norman. I think OU's going to roll in this game. I think Murray and Lincoln Riley, the ability for him to run puts a lot of pressure on defenses. I think even more so than probably he really is actually going to run. But you've got to account for him because he's so fast. Mm-hmm. So this is OU. I think it's OU. 17.5 is not going to be a problem.
You want to lock it up?
Nope. Not a lock.
Okay.
Going to Stillwater now, guys?
Let's go to Stillwater. This one. 2.5-point line.
I think I've seen the same thing everyone else does. I don't have enough confidence in Taylor Cornelius. I think both teams are about even. But QB is the difference here for me. I'm going to go with the Broncos plus the 2.5.
Man, I've been leaning Broncos this whole time, and for whatever reason, I'm now getting a little apprehension right before, because that's what I... Everybody feels that way. And listen, they've got a veteran offensive line. They got a veteran quarterback. They've shown great balance, both being able to run the football, throw the football. 10 starters back on defense. We've said this since the summer. I mean, we know exactly who the Boise State Broncos are. And what I don't know is I don't know exactly who the Oklahoma State Cowboys are. So as much as I've tried to convince myself the Cowboys are going to find a way to get it done at home, which they might, I'm going to take the Broncos plus the 2.5. I just don't know if I trust the offensive line at Oklahoma State. And if Taylor Cornelius is under constant duress and pressure, what's that going to look like? I mean, is he going to be able to get the football to his weapons outside, to that talented wide receiver core? And are they going to be able to run the football? Like, we talk about how talented that backfield is. Will they be able to run the football on a legit, fundamentally and gap-sound defense in Boise State? I'd be getting Justice Hill 22 to 25 touches in this game. I think he's the best player in your team, and you got to find a way to put the football in his hands. But when it comes to trusting these two teams, I trust Boise State a little bit more than I trust Oklahoma State, Mark.
Missile had it. I think Missile's, this is, again, you got advantage quarterback to Boise. You got advantage in the offensive line to Boise with a ton of experience. This is a team that I think that you mentioned that, you know, important to Seth to go win at Arkansas. I think I witnessed firsthand this Boise State, us against them, when it comes to, you know, a big school, and they, nothing is more powerful, I think, than the feeling of being disrespected. When you feel like you've been disrespected, you're going to buy in. If you read the Boise State media notes, they don't call them Power Five schools, Dusty. They call them the Autonomous Five throughout the entire media release. So this is a big, big deal for Boise. I'm going to take Boise. I feel really good about this. This is one that would have been close to a lock for me, but I like Boise plus the 2.5.
Crowd's not happy with us. All going against Oklahoma State.
It's the lock of the week. Sponsored by T&W Tire. They offer 24-hour road service and a variety of other services to get your vehicle back on the road where it belongs. The lock of the week on WWLS, the sports animal.
Guys, who's the worst team in college football?
The worst team, in college football?
San Jose State. There's... is correct, Mark. You got it.
That's the worst team in college football? What about Old Dominion?
They're all pretty bad, but it might as well be San Jose State, because I'm picking against them this week. I'm taking the Oregon Ducks minus the 41. Oregon's a team I talked about on the Quick Hits podcast that they're playing a lot faster this year than they were last year with Willie Taggart. So they're going to get a ton of possessions this game, and I don't see San Jose State scoring 21 points, and even if they do, I think Oregon's going to be in the 60s. So I don't like laying 41 points because it didn't give you a lot of wiggle rooms, but I'm going to. I'll take the Oregon Ducks minus 41 for my T&W Tire Lock of the Week.
Okay, so Missile, we're going to have to bring you in on something that happened yesterday.
I don't think you have to worry about that now. Do you?
Why's that? It's still at 6.5.
I think I'll get, I mean, okay, yesterday we couldn't find the sounder to fire the T&W Tire Lock.
I wanted to make my lock yesterday.
I want to give Dusty 7 with North Texas.
And tell him why I wanted to make it yesterday, Mark, because I was worried that it ticked down to 6.5, just as it did.
Yeah.
But we couldn't find the sounder, so I didn't want to make the pick because, you know, we got to pay off our fantastic advertiser. So I texted Mark first thing this morning. I said it's gone to 6.5, and he said that he would allow the 7 yesterday when I tried to get the lock in. But I need you to sign off on this, Missile. You sign off?
We'll allow the North Texas plus 7.
Okay. I got Seth Luttrell and the Mean Green. They're going to Fayetteville, and they're going to win this football game. Okay, Mason Fine, the pride of Oklahoma, or once the pride of Oklahoma, I think he's going to light them up. I think that they're going to have a lot of success. You know, Colorado State last week, they did whatever they wanted to in the second half throwing the football. I don't think much is going to change. Here's the thing with North Texas. It's the third year for Seth Luttrell with his strength conditioning program. They are bigger and more physical in the offensive and defensive line. I know it's still Conference USA players. But they're a different team than what they have been the last couple of years. Defensively, they've stepped up. They completely shut down SMU, which isn't saying a whole lot. And then they backed it up with Incarnate Word. My only concern for North Texas is you know, can Arkansas line up and just run the football right down their throat? They're going to have to do a decent job of slowing down that rushing attack. I don't think Arkansas is going to get much in the throw game. And I do think Mason finding this offense has a lot of success in Fayetteville, North Texas. My lock of the week.
All right, I got to give a couple of my man Ryan here, Ryan Woodard at T&W Tire. He also gives us locks of the week, and Ryan had West Virginia in week one against Tennessee. That was an easy winner. Last week he had Ball State plus 34.5 against Notre Dame. That was
great pick,
master lock. Really, I mean, they only lost that game by 8 points. Dusty, was it 21-13, something like that?
I think it was 24-16 final.
Yeah, his reason was Notre Dame can't run up the score that big. So then he sent me another lock this week, and I'm like, oh, I don't know if I like that one either. But he's got USC plus a 3.5 as his T&W Tire lock of the week. And looking to go 3-0 with that one. Okay, my T&W Tire lock of the week.
Go!
It's Texas Tech. I think Texas Tech, Dusty, the hype for Texas Tech was really pretty good going back a couple weeks. They lose to Ole Miss. So again, I think Ole Miss has got talented players. And this game is going to be at home. They were able to beat Houston and Ed Oliver last year. It's a little bit different Tech team, but I think they've got enough on defense. And I think that last week's big surprising result of Houston over Arizona had a lot more to do with Arizona than it had to do with Houston. So I like Texas Tech in this game, and really all you got to do is win at home. Give me the Red Raiders.
I'm going to go up to the Big Ten for my next pick. And it's going to be a team that's playing against a Big Ten team, the BYU Cougars. I like them plus the 22.5. I'm not as high on Wisconsin. Wisconsin will still win this game by double digits. I just don't think they're going to be able to beat BYU by over 3 touchdowns. So I'll take the Cougars plus 22.5.
Okay. I can pick up what you're putting down there. Don't let the win at Arizona fool you, though. I think that might have been more about Arizona than it was about BYU. I'm going to take Washington minus 4.5 at Utah. I understand it's tough to play there. I respect Kyle Whittingham and their defense, and they've been really good defensively so far. I just think offensively, they're going to struggle, and they're going to struggle mightily to muster up anything. I mean, it was 10-6 going into the fourth quarter against Northern Illinois last week, where they barely even ran the football over a yard a carry. If you haven't had a chance to watch the Washington's front seven and their back four, you're missing out, because it's a legit defense that when I watched that game against Auburn, I left that game saying Washington, I think, is the better team. They showed they could go on the road all the way to Atlanta and hostile territory and still, I thought, put out a pretty good product. I think they do the same against Utah. By the way, since Chris Peterson's been the head coach at Washington, he is not miscovering the spread 3 straight weeks. He missed the spread the first 2 weeks. He's going to cover this week, Washington minus the 4.5.
Missile, what's my Pac-12 upset of the year?
Pac-12? Upset of the year, Utah over Washington?
There you go. There you go. Okay, I'm not going with that game though. It's not part of my group this week. Florida State, they stink, right? They can't block anybody. Syracuse has under Dino Babers, they played pretty good in the dome against teams in big games. Last year, they knocked off Clemson. This will be a big game for them. They're going to throw the football a bunch. I know Florida State's going to have a lot of athletic mismatches in the secondary, but I think Syracuse can play with some emotion on the defensive side of the ball, maybe force some turnovers from Florida State. I will be watching that with interest. Dusty's game, so give me Q's plus 2.5.
I'm going to make the first pick in the NFL out of all of us for this year.
Ooh, okay. Very nice.
I'm going to take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers plus the 3 against the Philadelphia Eagles. For analysis of this pick, let's go to Spinozzi.
That is a great pick.
Thanks, Spinozzi.
Okay. Oh, very nice. Well, best of luck. So you're dipping your toe into the NFL waters already, huh?
Yep. I'm going to be the first one out of us 3 or 4, including Trotter, to make an NFL pick. I like the Buccaneers this week.
Very nice. He's going against
that. He's right on the money.
The Hump Man. So you think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers off to a 2-0 start and through 2 weeks are the talk of the NFC South, huh?
I think they will be. I don't think they'll keep it up, but I think they're starting 2-0. I don't think the Eagles are as good as people are letting on with Nick Foles. I thought Mark had good analysis in the first hour on that.
Yeah, he has a society. Man, you guys get a room, you two. Goodness gracious, it's amazing.
Only with double bets.
Okay, well, where am I going to go here, Mark? I'm all over the place.
I'm ready. You want me to go first?
No, I know what I'm going to make. I don't love this pick, but I think that this quarterback means that much to this team. I'm going to take Baylor minus six. Daniel Jones is out with a broken clavicle, and he's been starting there for this will be his third year to be the starter. They've been banged up quite a bit there at Duke this year. Good football team. They just took down Northwestern. But on the road, Baylor, I think, a much better team than what people had anticipated coming into the year. They've really thrown it well so far this year. Big targets on the outside. Duke's not going to be able to match up. I think Duke, with a second-string quarterback, that there is a big drop-off after Daniel Jones. I think Duke's going to get beat up. Baylor and Matt Rhule get to 3-0. I'll take Baylor minus the six.
I thought that pick. That was one that was under consideration for me. I just don't trust Baylor that much yet. But you know, remember, the season win total for Baylor is over under six. And that had to include all of these non-conference games. I mean, they got to get that if they're going to get there. So I think people are expecting a big bounce back. And, hey, to know Matt Rhule is to love him. I know, Dusty, you fell in love with Matt Rhule. You guys would probably get a room with a single bed when you talk to him in Arizona. He's a very affectionous person. He's got a lot of charm. Okay.
I would do the pillow divider, though. You know what I'm saying, Mark? I'll share the bed with him, but I'm making a divider. Pillow, you don't cross.
No, man. It's like Baptist church camp. It's over under method. Somebody's on over the sheet. Somebody's under the sheet.
Okay. Very good. Who you got?
I sound like I got more experience in that than I do.
No, you've got this thing down, my friend.
I didn't go to Baptist church camp. I went to Baptist
if
church
we need
camp.
If we need to teach a class on how two men properly sleep together, you will be my first call for
well,
sure.
Two people, and you know, it can be. Yeah, if you're just, you know, if it's not an amorous deal. Over under, one over the sheet, one under the sheet. That keeps all the important parts away from each other.
Hey, you already told us you got the master stroke, man. You got this down.
Purdue plus six is my final pick. The Boilermakers have been a little disappointing this season. Eastern Michigan, what happened with that last week? That is not good at all. So, you know what, Dusty? When everybody else has given up on Purdue, I'm going to jump on Purdue. Give me Purdue plus six against Missouri.
Oh, boiler up, baby. Boiler up. I don't know, man. You're fading some quality Oklahomans there, Mark. What do you have against the Odom boys, huh?
Yeah, I love the Odom boys. there's also some other staff members up there from Oklahoma, I believe. But I think that they may win the game by a field goal, and everybody's happy.
A 24-yard field goal at the buzzer for Chad Ryland, and Eastern Michigan takes down Purdue.
Ooh.
There's only one way to go from that. Only one way.
Big week this week for the Purdue Boilermakers. There you go. That is our picks. We will see what we got right, what we got wrong. Enjoy. All I would say is if you're wagering, don't do anything. Don't bet on my picks. That's what I'll say, because I don't want any tweets or people upset if we didn't get these right. But if I must say, I'm pretty sure I'm going to go 5-0 and get my first lock of the week correct. So if